Let's go now to Steve, who's listening in Austin, Texas. Hi, Steve.
How are you, Patrick? Enjoy your show.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Okay. My question is, I have a son, and we're going to be welcoming my first grandbaby in about 2 weeks.
Congratulations.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. And so his concern is they are a hardcore shelter in place right at this moment, and they've been that way for about 6 months.
Oh, wow.
And so his question, he's concerned about having the child baptized. So I was telling him that, you know, as a father, he can do it, but I wanted to make sure that I got the correct form and everything from an expert. So I was hoping you could fill us in.
Okay. Well, so is he wanting to baptize his child at home and not bring the baby to church?
He wants to baptize the baby in the hospital.
Okay. Is there any reason to think that the baby's life is in danger due to illness or something?
No.
Okay.
No more than just the COVID. That's it.
Okay. This is one of those kind of tricky gray areas, because certainly if there were any imminent danger to the child, then absolutely the parents should baptize the baby then and there. If they brought the baby home and they've got the baptism scheduled for 2 weeks later and the baby starts getting sick, baptize the baby then and there. So the church foresees scenarios where the parents really should step in and do that right away. But this doesn't seem like that kind of scenario, because there is no imminent threat to the child. Bringing the baby to the church for baptism, and a private baptism at that, doesn't have to be with any other people there. Mom, dad, the godparents, and any other family members can go to the church. The priest can baptize the baby. Problem solved. That would be my preferred way of going about it if I were the dad. So if, you know, as the grandfather, I would recommend to your son, there's nothing really in this scenario that would make it necessary for you to baptize the baby. Now, you could, but this isn't one of those scenarios. So it's better for the child to have the full baptismal ceremony with the blessings and everything that goes with that, the exorcism of the water and all the things that go into that. And that would be my preference, and I would encourage them to do that. Now, if he's just absolutely dead set against it, if he did baptize this child, he's going to have to make sure that the parish knows this. And because you have to have a baptismal certificate, and it's going to have to be really, really clear that the baptism was valid. These are some of the problems that can arise if you do a baptism on your own, which is one reason why the church strongly discourages that outside of emergency scenarios. So those are my bits of recommendation. If you can encourage him, I would encourage him to take the child to the church and have the priest baptize the baby. And it can be a limited scenario, few people there, but then all your bases are covered and everything's good to go.
Right. And that's what I mean, I'm on your side in this thing, but in case he is really adamant about this shelter in place thing. And so could you explain the form if he does choose to go that way?
Okay. If he does, for a valid baptism, you have to have water. So it can't be anything other than water. Can't be root beer. I mean, obviously he's not going to do that, but just for the sake of mentioning it. And I don't suppose he's going to immerse the baby in water, but he could. I mean, that's certainly a valid baptism. The more traditional form would be to pour the water over the head of the child. And often this is done 3 times, or it can be just one sustained pour over the forehead and the head. And as you're doing this, you say out loud the words, "I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit." So those are the essential words, the form of the sacrament. So water poured over the head as these words are audibly spoken. And then he has to have the intention to actually baptize. In other words, he's not acting in a movie, or he's not teaching a class how to baptize. He actually is intending to baptize. Then it would be a valid sacrament.
Okay. Well, I appreciate your advice and your instruction. And like I said, I'm hoping we do get the child to the church, but I wanted to, in case we don't, I wanted to make sure it was valid and listed.
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you. Okay, you got it. You might even want to play this clip for him a little bit later today. The archived copy of this show will be posted at relevantradio.com/Patrick. So just go to the latter part of the first half hour of the second hour, kind of complicated, and you could play it for him. And, you know, maybe something I said will persuade him.